The Jackal and the Hedgehog. Once upon a time, a jackal and a hedgehog were neighbours. They were also partners in crime. One day, they made a plan to go and steal some dried beans from a farmer's store, which was in a deep pit in the ground. The jackal boasted, "I know 100 tricks, we'll eat well today." The hedgehog was more modest. He replied, "I only know a trick and a half, but let's try our luck." Off they went, taking a bucket and a sack with them. The hedgehog got into the bucket, and the jackal lowered him into the pit. Then the hedgehog filled the bucket with beans, and the wolf kept tipping them into the sack. When the sack was almost full, the jackal said, "Goodbye, my friend, and thank you."
"Wait a minute," said the hedgehog. "First you have to pull me up out of this hole."
But the jackal just laughed at him. So the hedgehog said,
"I'm sure the sack is not quite full. You better send the bucket down one last time."
The jackal agreed and lowered the bucket. Quickly, the hedgehog jumped into it and covered himself with beans. Then he shouted,
"Pull!"
The jackal poured the bucketful into the sack, hoisted it onto his shoulders, and set off for home. He chuckled to himself to think of what the farmer would do the next day when he found a hedgehog in his bean store. But when he reached home, the hedgehog jumped out of the sack onto the jackal's shoulders and said,
"Thanks for the ride home."
And the jackal had to admit that the hedgehog was smarter with his 1.5 tricks than he was with 100. The next night, the two animals decided they would go and rob a grain pit. The jackal promised not to try any more mean tricks on the hedgehog. This time, they both jumped into the pit. They ate until they were so full they could hardly move, and they were too heavy to climb out.
"Let me climb on your head," said the hedgehog.
The jackal lowered his head and the hedgehog clambered onto it. Then he bit the jackal hard on the back of his neck.
"Ow!"
yelled the jackal, and he flung up his head. The hedgehog went flying through the air and landed at the top of the pit.
"What about me?" said the jackal. "You've got to think of a way to get me out of this."
"I've used up my one trick already," said the hedgehog, "but I've still got half a trick left. This is what you must do. Lie down and pretend to be dead. When the farmer comes, he'll think you've died of overeating and he'll throw you out. He may kick you a few times, but you'll just have to put up with it."
It all happened just as the hedgehog said. In the morning, the farmer arrived and found what he thought was a dead jackal in his grain pit. He cursed him a few times, dragged him out, hit him over the head, and then kicked him into a ditch. As soon as the farmer had gone, the jackal leapt up and ran for his life, with his head and his ribs aching from the farmer's blows. When he got home, he had to admit once again that the hedgehog was smarter than him.